And at the Gettysburg National Military Park in Pennsylvania, you can hear the story of two Civil War generals. Education specialist Barbara Sanders likes teaching about them. General Lewis Armistead and General Winfield Scott Hancock were friends. They'd fought together in the U.S. Army against Mexico, and they were both stationed in California when the Civil War was about to begin.
All Army officers, especially those with allegiances to the South, had to make very difficult decisions. Or were they going to stay in the United States Army and fight for the Union, or with their state and fight for the Confederacy? Lewis Armistead, he was from Virginia, and he anxiously awaited what his state was going to do, and his allegiances were going to be with whatever the state of Virginia decided. The state of Virginia did secede from the Union, and that was his answer. He was going to fight for the Confederate States of America. And just before he was to leave to come east, Winfield Scott and his wife were having a final farewell party. The only account of this farewell comes from Mrs. Hancock. She said the most crushed of the party was Major Armistead, who, with tears, which were contagious, streaming down his face, said, "Hancock, goodbye. You can never know what this has cost me, and I hope God will strike me dead if I am ever induced to leave my native soil, should worse come to worse." From that party, they both come east to fight on different sides of the Civil War. And the Civil War began in 1861. The battle here at Gettysburg was in July of 1863. It lasted for 3 days, and both men surely knew that the other was on these fields of battle. 13,000 Confederate soldiers lined up at a place called the Angle, where two stone walls meet at a 90-degree angle. It was chaotic. It was a smoke-filled field. It was louder beyond our imaginations. It was confusing. Men were moving here and there and stopping each other. There was hand-to-hand combat. Lewis Armistead, fighting for the Confederate cause, put his hat on the end of his sword and led his men the whole way across that field. And he was one of only a couple of hundred men who broke through that stone wall, heading towards a group of cannon that they were going to capture. And it was there that he was hit by two bullets and fell mortally wounded. Someone from Hancock's staff stopped and inquired about the injury and who this man was. Armistead said, "Tell General Hancock for me that I have done him and you all an injury which I shall regret the longest day that I live." And although the Civil War would go on for 2 more years after this battle, many believe it never was the same. It was here, and specifically where General Armistead fell, that signals the beginning of the end for the Confederate cause.
Barbara Sanders is the Park Education Specialist at Gettysburg National Military Park. This piece was produced by NPR's Amy Walters.